Okay, the Sultanate of Oman has always been different from its neighbors in the Persian Gulf. For one thing, it's the oldest independent state in the Arab world. It's also known as a calm, tranquil oasis. In fact, the most visible difference is the lack of glitz, glam, and high-rises. Rather than Michelin restaurants, it's the opera house in Oman's capital, Muscat, that attracts tourists. The emphasis on culture, both local and imported, is a cornerstone of Oman's strategic development plans. Amy Gutman tells us more.
Oman's Matra Souk is 200 years old and sits opposite towering container ships in the port of Muscat. Fragrant incense and the scent of Arabian perfumes waft through the dark, narrow alleys. It's easy to imagine traders stopping here, along the spice route, a couple thousand years ago. Merchants still sell frankincense and myrrh, along with bright traditional Omani clothing, silver daggers, and other goods.
This is the entrance of the market. We have evidence clearly shows that this area was civilized 800 years ago.
Murtada Alawati is the director of the Galias Museum of Modern Art, a short walk from the souk. And he's kind of an ambassador for Oman.
Matrah market was designed based on other Arab markets all around Arabia. They call these kind of markets shaded markets, markets with shades.
Shaded as in covered. Not too long ago, the government invested in air conditioning and other improvements. In places like Bahrain and Dubai, the governments have either demolished their souks or neglected them in favor of modern shopping malls with stores like The Gap, the California Pizza Kitchen, and ski slopes.
The culture is still practiced in Oman, generation by generation. And it's amazing how they could mix the modern life with old culture.
I think your outfit today perfectly represents what you're trying to say, this sort of balance of modern and tradition, because
Absolutely.
I noticed that with your dish dash, mm-hmm. you are wearing Birkenstocks.
Absolutely, you see, and that's what makes us feel like, all right, we have balanced it. If you walk in Cairo, you hardly would see people wearing traditional dress, so there's no identity.
When Oman's leader, Sultan Qaboos bin Said al-Said, came to power in 1970, there was just one road in Oman and little else. He created a modern infrastructure, but maintained traditional forts, watchtowers, and other vestiges of Oman's history. He has plans for a large public library and a national railway. Oman's commitment to the mix of past and present extends to the arts. In 2011, the Sultan opened the Gulf's first opera house in Muscat. The dress code for performances is strictly formal, with a loaner rack of men's jackets and beautiful abayas for women encrusted with gold beading. If I hadn't left my driver's license as collateral, I might have forgotten to give it back. Christina Scheppelman, the opera house director, says it may seem over the top, but it's all in character.
The interior design is in an Omani Arabic style in order to really fit the country and the culture of this country.
Domingo, Bocelli, Yo-Yo Ma, and a host of other big names have played here. But those are just the Western ones. On this night, young women are swooning and singing along with a Tunisian pop star on stage. The building and the playbill are pretty fancy. Tickets are anything but. Prices start at $5. That makes it easy for 27-year-old Fatin to attend regularly.
In all season, I'm coming.
And what are your favorite performances to see
it's
here?
It's ballet and opera. So we are so happy to come and see, you can see ballet, opera. Yeah, we was just hearing like there is a ballet and opera, but live we didn't see. So this is the first time. Yeah, it's perfect.
As perfect as wearing Birkenstocks with a traditional dish dash. For The World, I'm Amy Gutman, Muscat, Oman.